This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Police can seize your property in this state if they as much as suspect that property's been involved in criminal activity. It's called civil asset forfeiture, and the pushback is growing against it. A new coalition of conservative and progressive groups has come together under the name Fix Forfeiture. It's made Michigan one of the three states it's targeting for reform. Holly Harris is the senior project director for Fix Forfeiture. Holly, why Michigan?
Michigan is a target, first of all, because there are some very reform-minded individuals and leaders in Michigan who are looking to reform your civil asset forfeiture laws there, and they need to be reformed. Our ultimate goal with Fix Forfeiture is to push the entire process post-conviction, which means that no agent of the government can seize your property unless you've been charged with or convicted of a crime. But there's also some other very important components. For example, right now in Michigan, the legislation that is moving has already passed the House of Representatives in overwhelming numbers. But the focus of this legislation is transparency and reporting. We do know in Michigan that since the year 2000, more than $250 million in forfeiture revenue has been collected by Michigan law enforcement agencies, with more than $24 million in cash and assets in 2013 alone. What we don't know is whether those seizures and forfeitures were ever connected with a criminal conviction. At the federal level, 80% of individuals from whom the government seized funds or property were never charged with a crime. So we know this happens a lot. We know of so many instances of abuse in Michigan. But again, we're really excited that there's some leaders willing to step forward and push reform there.
And it's interesting. We in Michigan, you don't often see groups as conservative as the Mackinac Center and as progressive as the ACLU joining hands and working together.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so remarkable about Fix Forfeiture. We are actually comprised of seven of the country's most prominent conservative and progressive voices. I mean, when the ACLU agrees with Americans for Tax Reform, agrees with the Center for American Progress, which agrees with FreedomWorks, you know, that's when you know there's a serious problem and it's time to get to work on a solution. And it's interesting, all of these organizations come from a different perspective. I mean, obviously with the ACLU, you know, they're focused on civil rights, but then there's the liberty perspective, the property rights perspective, the perspective of government overreach. So regardless of where, you know, these organizations are coming from, they all agree that this practice is wrong and is really in need of reform.
Give us some for instances, if you will, Holly Harris. How have we seen people's lives be upended by civil asset forfeiture laws in Michigan?
There was an individual by the name of Darlene Hellenberg, who's a librarian, who was a victim of what is now known as the Cade Raid. She was going to an art party, and all of a sudden, the party was raided, and she was never convicted of a crime. But law enforcement seized her vehicle, and she didn't have the money to get her vehicle back. And so for 10 months, she had to go without a car. We know of an individual who's a cancer patient who had a medical marijuana license, and his home was raided. He was thrown to the floor and handcuffed. They took so much of his personal property, including a television and his phone, and he's fighting to keep his house. And again, never convicted of a crime. And that's just wrong. And so our goal, again, is to ensure that law enforcement, and we hope that law enforcement has the same goal, is that they focus on the bad actors, which is why, you know, requiring a criminal conviction is so important. We then know that the process is focused on bad actors and not entangling innocent property owners in this process.
So that's what you're saying. It isn't that you are against police agencies being able to seize homes, televisions, cars of the bad actors and then taking that money that they get from it, putting it back into their operations. You're saying wait until there's a conviction.
Absolutely, Cindy. And I'll say, you know, a lot of people don't know what civil asset forfeiture is because, again, there's been very little transparency. It's sort of a very secretive process. We're just now getting more reporting in the states and at the federal level. But basically what happens is, in most cases, an agent of the government, whether it's federal or state, you know, seizes your property and you've never been convicted of a crime, but then you have to hire a lawyer go to court and prove that your property is innocent. These cases are actually against the property. And so, you know, again, that cuts against, you know, the very foundation of our criminal justice system, which is innocent until proven guilty. These innocent property owners, never convicted of a crime, have to go and prove their property innocent. An individual said to me the other day, it all sort of smacks of the Sheriff of Nottingham. And I laughed at that, but it's just so true.
We know that Michigan's House, as you mentioned, has approved a reform package, an 8-bill reform package, including increasing burden of proof required to keep seized property and new reporting and more transparency by police, and also to keep police from impounding a vehicle used to purchase less than an ounce of marijuana for personal use. I'm wondering, does that package sync up well with what you are hoping to see in your work with Fix Forfeiture?
It does. In fact, you know, it satisfies three of our policy goals. And again, the real challenge in Michigan, and we're seeing this across the country, is that there's no stringent reporting right now. And, you know, most legislators, when they are implementing policies, they want it to be data-driven. And so right now, there really is no strict reporting data, which is what this package of bills is going to require. And again, you know, once that data is in hand and we can see how many of these seizures and forfeitures are actually connected to criminal convictions, if it mirrors what's happening at the federal level, well, then we know it's time to go further.
What are you hearing as Michigan's Senate gets ready to take a look at what the House has done?
Well, we were really honored to be joined by House Judiciary Chair Clint Kesto in our launch call the other day, and he stated that he is having those conversations right now with the Senate. We feel very hopeful. This issue has really got a lot of momentum behind it, and it's not like this is a partisan issue. I mean, you've got the ACLU and the Mackinac Center, Americans for Tax Reform and Freedom Works, you know, all in agreement that this process needs to be reformed. So I think there's just so much momentum. You know, we really haven't heard much out of law enforcement, but we're actually hopeful that at the end of the day that law enforcement will come to the table and even endorse this package. So in Michigan, there's a perfect storm right now, and we really feel like there'll be a hearing in the Senate, and we're very hopeful that this package of reform proposals will fly through the Senate.
And just to kind of crystallize it, Holly Harris, tell us why you believe that everyone listening to our conversation, what do you want them to understand about Michigan's civil forfeiture laws right now? Why should we care?
Because it could happen to you. You always think it can't happen to you until it does. And we know that this is a growing problem. We know, you know, that it's big business for law enforcement. And most seizures involve $300 or less. So most of the people who have their property or their cash seized, you know, why would it be worth their while to hire a lawyer and go to court? It's just such a grave injustice. And again, it can happen to anyone. And so, you know, our goal here is to ensure that no agent of the government can take your property without due process of law.
Holly Harris is with the group Fix Forfeiture, making Michigan one of three target states to reform civil forfeiture laws. You can find out more by going to their website, fixforfeiture.org. That's fixforfeiture.org. Holly, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.